Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with IMU General Manager Tom Gaffigan about the installation of fiber internet. Fiber installations continuing for the city of Indianola and Indianola Municipal Utilities. Just kind of give us an update on where IMU stands with fiber right now.
Well, presently we have 677 customers that have installs. Everything is in, the lines are in, the equipment's in. It's operating, and we're sending them a bill, so that's good from our standpoint. We've got 463 drops have been installed since March the 25th. That's been by Bear Communications, our subcontractor out of Lawrence, Kansas, and the drop is the line that runs from the main house, including the conduit, from the main line in the street, to the house, and that's what we call a drop. They've done 819 overall over the last 12 months or so. So we're doing really good. We think we're going to hit around 1,500 or 1,600 by the end of the year, installs completely done. And part of that is what we're doing now, and that is the MCG customers. We're getting ready to start converting them. If they choose to go with another supplier, they can. Otherwise, we'll be including their numbers, and that's how we're going to get to the 1,500 or 1,600 totally. We aren't doing too much in businesses yet, but we look to start in businesses in sometime late July, early August, and hope to have them done by sometime in November. Our intent there is primarily a lot of the business customers are MCG customers, so we'll be moving them over from whoever they're with at this time to our supplier. We certainly have tried to keep them informed. We've sent them two letters so far. As you probably know, working at the radio station, we've even had ads to that effect. And things are really picking up. We had some rough times initially with some wire issues and some equipment stuff. But anything that's new, is you're going to have some problems, and we've overcome those. And we're getting very excited about how many customers we're going to have in total someday.
Well, if I was interested in obtaining the fiber internet, it sounds new, it's exciting, I don't really know what's going on. Where should I find more information, and how should I go about doing that?
That's a great segue, because that's part of the new advertising we're going to do. First of all, an easy place to go, if you already have some kind of internet, is to our new website. And we just launched that a few weeks back. It's at indianola.com. You can go to imufiber.com, but either way, you'll get to our new website. And there's a lot of information on there, not only for fiber, but for water and electric. You can talk about paying your bills, but all the information on the fiber is on there. Basically, what you need to do now, if you don't have our fiber and you're looking to make a conversion from an existing provider, just launch your own system. Maybe you're new to the community and there's nothing in your home. The first thing you need to do is we're kind of using the advertising gimmick of 123. IMU Fiber is as easy as 123. And as you call us, 515-961-9444, and you set up a site survey. We will have people from Patriot Communications come out after setting up an appointment with you, and they will visit with you and say, okay, where do you want this to enter your house? This is where we think it should go. Do you have any invisible fences? Do you want us to avoid your garden or your tree roots or whatever the case might be? And then that information comes back into our system, and then you will need to fill out a fiber services application. You can get those online, but you do have to stop by and actually hand them off to us, because we have some other information that's confidential that we don't want to take over the internet, and you sign for that. There'll be some password information, particularly if you're going to go with one of our landline phones. We have to port you over from the existing provider, whoever that is. That includes MCG or CenturyLink or whoever. And then after that's all done, our service techs come out. You've selected your packages, and then we come out and we install the equipment to get you those packages. They test it before we leave, and you're ready to go.
Sounds easy enough for me. Getting away from fiber for a second, people like to get outside and maybe enjoy some water activities. If you want to have maybe a pool or some other thing that you don't want to pay to go into the sewer, there's a special meter for that, correct?
That's absolutely true. We have two types of meters. And first of all, you would come down here, and it's a first-come, first-served basis, and sign up for one of these meters. It's $25. If it's a hydrant-type meter, that's normally for your big installations if it goes on a fire hydrant. Most homeowners, we will have a what's called a spigot meter, and we will deliver it, but you put it on. So if you want to do it on the left side of the house one day and then move it around to the right side of the house the next, that's fine. You can keep the meter for up to 2 weeks for the $25. If you want to extend it and there's nobody else in line, you can call in and say, can I have it for another 2 weeks, another $25? Or you might walk in and say, can I have it for a month to begin with? And it'll be $50. So we don't really have a lot of problems with it. Particularly last year, it wasn't that dry. But in really dry years, now, for example, my house, I did not do this. And it's a new house, and we wanted to make sure our lawn was going to set and take place. And we spent about $300 water and sewer. So the cutoff point basically is about 3,000 gallons. If you're going to use over 3,000 gallons, this would be a good thing to consider.
Thanks to Tom Gaffigan for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.